sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper. What is theology, a study of God, without doxology?
Well, it's probably a stench in the nostrils of God because it doesn't yield worship, which is what we were made for. It's like wood that is designed for fire, and it's just lying there cold and rotting, and it doesn't produce any fire. It's like a flashlight that doesn't produce any light because it's got no batteries. It's like ingredients that don't produce any cake or any meal. They just lie there, and they might even go bad. In other words, we were made, human beings were created both to know, that's theology, and to enjoy, that's our deepest worship, and then to express that enjoyment in both words, in song, in praise, and in actions which display how valuable God is to us. And those two things, the inner enjoyment of God and the outward display in word and deed, are what we're made for, because God is then made beautiful to the creation. He's shown to be what he is. He's reflecting. We're reflecting back to him what he really is. If we just know him in our minds, we're not doing anything different than the devil. The devil is one of the most theologically orthodox beings in the universe. He just hates what he knows about God. And if we don't move beyond knowing rightly to enjoying deeply, then we don't rise to what we were created for. God doesn't get the glory that he is supposed to get, and our hearts languish ultimately in destruction.
Let me jolt us a bit and turn it around. What is doxology with no concern for theology?
Well, it doesn't exist, but I know what you mean. You mean, what happens if people try to praise God and make a lot of music and perhaps even preach sermons when they don't really know the true God? And I would say they're like bubbles. They're like bubbles that burst. They don't have any substance. You can look at a bubble that you blow with your child through the little bubble blower, and it's got colors around the edges, and it's floating in the air, and everybody can be really amazed by it, and suddenly, poof, and it's absolutely gone. There might be the slightest little trickle of moisture on the floor, and that's the way I think a lot of praise is when it doesn't have substance, it doesn't have root. There should be something more weighty. And so for God to be really glorified, for doxology to be really happening, we've got to have theology. We've got to know our Bibles, know the God of the Bible, so that the doxology has weight, which corresponds to the way God really is.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know him and enjoy him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.